All right, darling, welcome to video 2 and level 3 of the Priestess Cycle. This video is all about how you can create a picture of your unique gifts so that you know what to borrow from when it's time to create your unique content. So, to get clear on what those unique gifts are, I have a few questions for you that I'd like you to just sit down and brainstorm. What I recommend is go ahead and take an hour for this video and do some like preliminary ritual stuff to get you nice and juicy so that you're in the mindset to really answer these questions. So my first question for you is, what things do you do that make you lose track of time? What activities do you find so engrossing that you don't think about time or eating or sleeping? Go ahead and take some time to brainstorm that. You can pause here. All right, now that you're back, if you paused, my next question for you is ask other people. So go ahead and you can send a text, you can send an email, or you can send, or you could do like a Facebook update and you can just say something like, I'm working on this project and I'm curious, what makes me unique? What do you think I do particularly well? And what is my strongest skill or characteristic? Sometimes your loved ones will reflect back to you things that fall out of your radar. For example, I had let go of the idea of that I was a teacher and an intellectual until I asked my mom this question, and she was like, I see you doing something like owning a bookstore or having a space where you can have intellectual conversations. And so that's when I was really, I really embraced this idea that I was a teacher or a coach because of that line from my mom. So go ahead and pause the video and just write out the email or the Facebook status. You don't have to address it to anyone just yet, but you want to ask those questions. What makes me unique? What do you think I do particularly well? And what's my strongest skill or characteristic? Go ahead and pause the video, write out that status or that email, and then make a list of people that you can send it to and start sending it to them. All right, if you pause, then you're back. And then the third step that I want you to do is, it's called release the genie. So what you're going to do is imagine that you brush a magic lamp and out pops a genie. And the genie says, I'm here to grant you 20 experiences of your choosing to be enjoyed sometime in your lifetime. What does your list look like? 20 experiences. What does that list look like? And the last question is, actually the last two questions. The first is, how would you re-engineer your job? So how you do this is you list all the past jobs you've had plus their job descriptions and pull things that begin to stick out. For example, when I was a business manager, the thing I loved doing was reports and looking at trends for the company, like how much money we were making, how much we were spending. I realized that a part of the thing that I really enjoy is that analysis part. So then I really made that part of my business prevalent, and I let go of some of the other stuff that I didn't enjoy. So go ahead and re-engineer your job. List all your past jobs. And I mean, go back to when you were in high school. Like, I worked in clothing stores when I was in high school, and I really love fashion. And I bring that element to my business. I also work for the Department of Fish and Game. And so nature's really a big deal and important to me. So I also try to find ways to bring that into my business. So yeah, take a look at all your past jobs so you can get an idea of what talents you can borrow from that you're not even thinking about in the present. And then the last question I have for you is, what are you afraid of to do? What are you afraid to do in this moment? I've given you a list of tasks that you should do. And I think only one person so far has completed level one, for example. So I've given you a list of tasks for each level. Go find the task that, like, you're just like, oh, I just do not want to do this. You have the most resistance around. Typically, the thing that we have the most resistance around, underneath it, there's an unconscious fear that we're not addressing. But what I found is the thing that I'm most afraid to do, right, is always my biggest moneymaker. Always, 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 always. So what are you most afraid to do right now? That's it. And if you want to post these on the Facebook group, I'm sure your sisters and fellow priestesses would love to hear what you're doing. And then just remember, everybody, when people are posting, just give them lots of encouragement and love. All right. I will see you on the next video, where we'll get into the nitty-gritty of how I create content.